To conclude our discussion on various advertising techniques and areas, we shall now take a look at some mass media advertising, that is, advertising in TV, radio, and print. TV ads can be particularly powerful. A study carried out in the U.S. showed that the majority of viewers prefer TV with advertising to TV without. The research concluded that the positive qualities of TV ads outweigh the negative ones. People enjoy commercials on TV and only really object to them when they interrupt at a crucial point in the program. The power of TV advertising can be noticed if we note that Procter & Gamble, the U.S. consumer goods giant, spent over 90% of their total advertising budget in 1985 on TV ads. Major corporations such as Lever Brothers, McDonald's, Coca-Cola, and Pepsi all spend large chunks of their ad budgets on TV advertising. Because the costs of failure can be so high with TV ads, advertisers do extensive research in this field to see which techniques work. Here are some principles that have come to light from this research. 1. It is important to visualize the message. Research has concluded that the visual side of the ad is more important than the audio side in grabbing viewers' attention. Suspense can be built up in the ad visually by interspersing shots of one theme with totally different shots. 2. The ad should demonstrate the product if possible. Even if the product is quite dull or boring, demonstration can be carried out to liven up the product. Master Lock, the U.S. lock company, wanted to demonstrate how strong its locks are, and therefore showed a gun shooting a bullet into the lock, which was visibly damaged, but the door still didn't open. Loctite, a U.K. company who make adhesive products, wanted to advertise their wallpaper paste. A normal demonstration of someone putting up wallpaper would be too boring, so the company decided to show how strong its product was by sticking a man in his working clothes onto a wooden board and then pulling him through the air under a helicopter. This exciting approach to demonstration was very successful for the company. 3. Simplicity is also an important principle for TV ads. The viewer, in many cases, is not paying full attention to the ad. For this reason, wording must be simpler than the wording for ads in the print media. In the interest of simplicity, any copy not directly associated with the objective of the ad should be left out. 4. Entertainment is very important in TV ads. The important thing to remember is that the product must remain the star of the ad and not the entertainer. Soft drink giants Coca-Cola and Pepsi have both used successful entertainment-type TV ads in the 1980s. Stars such as Michael Jackson and Ray Charles, as well as Madonna, have appeared on TV ads to promote these products. Levi's have also had great success since the mid-1980s by using soul and rock music from the 60s and 70s to sell their 501 line of clothing. 501's says the slogans are "Jeans that last," just like the old soul classics have lasted the test of time.